This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 2nd, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
On the agenda today, we're going to start off with New Mexico Voices for Children, and we'll have a couple of questions for Council and Mr. Martinez. And then after that, we're going to go to Western Representation PAC, and then we'll take a brief recess to consider the conversation with New Mexico and to also consider talking a little bit more about Stand Louder, and then we'll come back after the recess and discuss the Stand Louder advisory opinion and also the New Mexico one. So we will try to get Sarah Berger and Troy Martinez on the phone again.
I think you just called us. This is Sarah Berger and Troy Martinez.
Good morning, Ms. Berger. This is Sean Worth from the Federal Election Commission. We have just gaveled the meeting to order, the chair did, and so we are ready to take up your advisory opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Berger and Mr. Martinez, for joining us this morning. After a brief presentation by the General Counsel's Office, we will have a couple of questions for you, and then we anticipate having a recess and then voting on your advisory opinion a little bit later in the meeting. And at the later point, we don't anticipate further questions, but we obviously would be more than happy to ring you back if you'd like to listen to that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Hyden, thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is an agenda document held over from the January 19th open session, 12-05, which consists of two draft advisory opinions responding to a request from New Mexico Voices for Children, a nonprofit corporation. In October 2011, New Mexico Voices Executive Director left New Mexico Voices and became a candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives. New Mexico Voices asks whether a severance payment to its former executive director would violate the Act's prohibition on contributions by corporations to candidates. Draft A concludes that the severance payment to New Mexico Voices' former executive director would not constitute a contribution to a candidate because the severance payment would be made irrespective of his candidacy for Congress. Draft B concludes that New Mexico Voices may not make a severance payment to its former executive director without violating the Act's prohibition on contributions by corporations to candidates because the Commission cannot conclude that the severance payment would be made irrespective of the former executive director's candidacy for Congress. We received no comments on the drafts. Thank you. I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Hyden. Any questions? Commissioner Peterson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Berger, I have a couple questions just about the practices that New Mexico Voices has employed in the past with respect to severance payments, and obviously the question we have to answer in this particular matter is whether the severance payment is it pronounced Mr. Griego?
Yes, Commissioner, that's how you pronounce it.
Okay. So the question is whether this proposed severance payment to Mr. Griego would be for the purpose of influencing a federal election, and if that's the case, then it would be considered a prohibited corporate contribution. If it's not for the purpose of influencing a federal election, then it's permissible. So that's the standard that we apply here. And in these sorts of situations, we often look at the past practices or the written policy of an organization when making these determinations. And according to your request, you didn't have New Mexico Voices didn't have a written policy, but did have a practice in place for severance payments. Is that correct?
That is, Commissioner.
Okay. And what we need to look at is whether a severance payment, one of the factors we look at is whether the severance payment that is being proposed is consistent with those past practices. It's not necessarily a dispositive consideration, but it certainly is a relevant one. And my first question is, would the proposed severance payment to Mr. Griego be consistent with New Mexico Voice's past practices, and could you give us some specifics about the reasons why or why it isn't?
Yes, it is consistent with the past practices. Mr. Griego started in 2007, and prior to that time, the executive director and the board did not have a consistent practice. They would intermittently provide severance, and when Mr. Griego became executive director, they implemented a more formal or more objective criteria, I guess I should say, whereby if someone departed based on the needs of the organization or what the board felt was in the best interest of the organization, they would provide severance. If an employee departed voluntarily, or if, for instance, New Mexico Voices depends on grant funding for a lot of their programs, and they might have a grant that provides positions for a three-year period, and the person going into that position may know that that's the position that they're taking. If that grant funding ends, the person is terminated but not given severance. So in this case, there were four instances where people were terminated because the board eliminated those positions because either those positions weren't performing as expected or were not within the mission that the board wished to focus its resources, and those people were given severance. Mr. Griego, it's consistent with this practice that he wanted to remain employed, but the board, sort of in the utmost of caution, asked him to resign while he campaigned rather than go on a reduced hourly status, just so that there would be no appearance of impropriety between a 501c3's activities and the activities of its part-time executive director who was campaigning on his off time.
Okay. You mentioned that individuals who've left voluntarily, let me back up. The four who've been paid severance in the past didn't have a choice as to whether or not they were sick. They were in essence laid off because of the needs of the organization. And I believe from your request, it's because of there were some sort of organizational changes within New Mexico Voices that entailed laying off these employees. Is that a correct assessment?
We need to maintain some confidentiality of the identity of the people who were terminated, but to the extent you have specific questions that we can answer, we'd, be happy to do that.
Okay. I mean, the main point I was trying to get to is from your request, it appeared as if those who had been given severance in the past were in essence, I don't know if laid off is the right word, but there was a separation because I think it says if the separation was due to reorganization, organizational changes, or other factors outside the employee's control, some severance was offered. And so you have the standard of things that were within the control of the organization but outside the control of the employee. And do you consider Mr. Griego's separation to be a voluntary one that that was within his control, or an involuntary one that was outside the employee's control?
I consider it to be closer to the involuntarily outside of his control, because it was perfectly legal for him to go on a part-time status or even take a leave of absence to campaign. And that's what he wanted to do, but the board determined that they needed a full separation, again, to avoid any appearance of impropriety as a nonprofit organization. So he didn't choose to leave. I mean, he chose to run for office, but he didn't choose to leave, and there were other alternatives that were available to him to do that without resigning his position.
Okay. He could have stayed with the organization had he not decided to choose to run for Congress. Is that correct?
Yes, he could have.
Okay.
Or he could have taken a leave of absence.
Okay.
Sorry, I should say technically he could have taken leave of absence. That was not an option for him from the board's perspective.
And compared to the four who received severance before, did they have some sort of choice or was that kind of outside of their control and then they were going to have to leave due to the needs of the organization?
If I may, I just want to confer with Mr. Martinez. I don't know if anyone is off other position within the organization.
We had one person who the position was available, but it wasn't in her skill set, and she chose not to apply for it.
Oh, yeah, one position that the person could have stayed but chose not to take the position that was offered.
Okay. So there was at least one who was given an opportunity to, it was a little difficult to hear, Mr. Martinez, just to confirm, there was someone who was offered a different position within the organization, could have stayed and chose not to, and then when they chose to leave, they were offered severance?
Yes.
Okay. Just a couple of other questions. If Mr. Griego had left not to, had not decided to run for Congress, but wanted to take a different a job at, say at a different nonprofit organization, would New Mexico Voices have offered him a severance in that instance as well?
I don't believe that he had voluntarily left to take another position. Certainly, if the board had asked him to resign, they would have provided severance based on his past performance.
Okay. And, just to reiterate what I said at the outset, that, in order to give you the answer that you are seeking in this particular matter, we need to have some comfort that the reason why a severance payment is being made isn't for influencing a federal election, that there were factors separate and apart from the fact that he was running for Congress that constituted the reasons why severance is being paid. Is there anything further that you can provide to us that would give us that comfort that that this severance wasn't for the purpose of influencing an election?
Well, yes. I mean, he was a long-time employee. He was doing great work for the organization. I'll let Mr. Martinez add to this, too. But, the board really would prefer for him to maintain his position as executive director. The severance payment is really just understanding that, similar to its past practices, when someone leaves involuntarily, they are, rewarded for the performance that they achieved at the organization. Again, sort of the fact that they asked him to leave when it was really difficult for them to do so and to be without an executive director was really the basis for why they did that, was that they didn't want any appearance of trying to influence a candidate. I mean, if they had wanted to support a candidate, it would have been easier and better for them to keep him as an employee and allow him to maintain a salary and campaign, on a part-time status, or to come back to the organization if he was unsuccessful in his campaigning. But I'll let Mr. Martinez speak for the organization as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Commissioner, Ms. Berger stated exactly what I would have said. The board felt that Mr. Griego had done an exemplary job over his tenure at New Mexico Voices, and also felt that because he was running for an office, congressional office, that it wasn't in the best interest of the organization for him to stay on as executive director, and therefore they offered him a severance package as part of the, or wanted to offer, or want, or would like to offer him a severance package as part of the separation, and as Ms. Berger said, to reward him for his exemplary service over the years. But we wanted to make sure that there wasn't any conflict or violation, and that's why we come to this.
I certainly appreciate the answers to those questions. I don't have anything further right now.
Thank you, Commissioner Peterson. Any other questions, Madam Vice Chair?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And let me just say, we really appreciate having you guys on the phone. If you could speak a little bit louder, I know I personally am having a little bit of trouble hearing you. I just have a couple of questions for you. It sounds like one of the options that was floated was maybe he could take a leave of absence or go part-time while he was running for office. It's a pretty small organization. Could you function that way with an extended leave of absence or part-time status for your executive director?
I will answer this versus Sarah Berger. Mr. Martinez is acting as the executive director, so he is the operations manager and he's acting as the executive director. So they are without an executive director, a full-time one, and they're doing a search. So by the time, you know, the primary election comes along, could be the time that it would have been vacant and someone acting in this position anyway. So I think it's sort of the same result would have happened had he taken a leave of absence. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Troy Martinez, Commissioner. That is correct. I am serving as the acting or interim executive director, and a search, actually the position has been announced and posted for about a month now, and it recently just closed, and there is the hope that a new executive director will be hired within the next month. So it, as Ms. Berger said, it would have been close to about the same amount of time, but I believe that we will have somebody in place at least a couple months prior to the primary.
Have you ever offered an extended leave of absence or part-time to another senior executive in your organization?
Not during my time or that I can recall hearing Mr. Grego ever mention that being an option.
And my final question is, do you consider the offer of severance to Mr. Grego to be a required action of the board or a discretionary action of the board?
I would say it's discretionary.
Thank you again. I appreciate your talking with us and being available.
Commissioner Walther.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Steve Walther. I was wondering on the amount of the severance pay. It was a 3-month amount, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Commissioner.
Now that, in the previous times you've given a severance pay, has it been for that same amount?
For senior staff, yes. The three instances where a senior person left, it was a 3-month severance. There was one instance where a junior person left, and I believe they were given 2 weeks pay.
And then, do you have anything in your minutes of meetings that would enlighten us as to the way you were phrasing your use of discretion in a case similar to this or like this?
Mr. Martinez was informing me that no, there doesn't seem to be that level of detail in the minutes, just that these matters were presented to the board and the board voted to approve severance.
And then, was there a particular meeting where a decision was made to embark upon a severance plan if it was not voluntary or in the best interest of the corporation?
I'm sorry, Commissioner, are you saying are there minutes that would reflect that level?
I understand there's no minutes, but in terms of the formality that went into making this, did it kind of morph into this is what we do now, or was it somebody sit down and decide what it was even though it wasn't in writing?
I believe it was more of an unwritten policy that was really implemented when Mr. Griego took office as executive director. He was, you know, given some discretion to recommend severance or not to recommend severance, and he was the one saying that in the past it was done on a more intermittent basis. It was his effort to more formalize it into this policy of let's offer it to people when they're involuntarily separated beyond their control and when it's, you know, in the best interest of the organization. But again, it was policy.
Was he offered, I wasn't exactly sure exactly what the situation was, but was he offered a extended leave?
No.
Okay. Could he have been? You said it was, I think you said legal, but was it something your company would have done?
They chose not to do that. Yes, but technically he could have been, but they chose not to. They thought, you know, New Mexico Voices engages in some amount of advocacy on behalf of children, and they didn't want any appearance that their advocacy would have some influence over or vice versa with a candidate running for office.
I see. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Any further questions? Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Berger and Mr. Martinez. We really appreciate your joining us today. And as I said earlier, we're going to consider this during a recess, and we'll anticipate voting for the drafts when we reconvene.
Thank you, Commissioners. We appreciate the opportunity to answer your question.
Thank you.
You.